Well, they're in a state of shock at the moment, and they're what has happened. Myself and Father Paul here, we be in the house quite regularly, at least once a month, visiting his granny. He lives with his granny, who's unable to come out to mass, so we visit her, and his sister, his aunt, who's in a wheelchair, and he lives with his brother there too, and a cousin in that house. And so the last couple of days have been very difficult for them, because Keevan was missing for a couple of days, and the worst fears were confirmed when the police said that the body in the Carangaria was Keevan's.
And it had that awful period of time whereby the PSNI were appealing at one point for anyone who has anyone missing to come forward, because they had been unable to identify Keevan at that stage. But also you had the family desperately trying to spread the word on social media to learn of his whereabouts.
That's right. And the day before yesterday, and it seemed to be the two seemed to come together, you know, and then it was just took a while before the police just to confirm that yesterday.
And Keevan had been working hard to turn his life around, hadn't he?
Well, he had. A lot of people had worked a lot, very hard with Keevan, and social workers had done a lot of good work with him. And a number of months ago, he was seemed to be moving away from a past that is harmful to himself and harmful to others. But unfortunately, it seems over recent times he's taken a number of decisions that have led him back into that past and have led to the tragic circumstances of Saturday night.